Welcome to our live meditation. It's best not to have any expectations about the form of this meditation. Just allow this moment to be as it is, and you'll notice that we've started already with our meditation. Meditation is really all about becoming still. Without going to sleep. Well, let me correct what I just said. It's not so much becoming still, but being still. Becoming would imply that you have to go somewhere or do something. Being is already here and now. And in a sane life, a conscious life, the harmonious life, there needs to be a balance between becoming and being. Becoming is doing things, getting things done, and so on. In this world, dealing with things, creating things, achieving things. And being is about being aware of the present moment. Which, after all, is all you ever have. Whatever you achieve through becoming in the future eventually turns into the present moment. So, as I speak to you, the meditation, if we even want to call it that, it's perhaps best to forget about the word. As I speak, be aware of the silence or the stillness between the words. Being aware means just notice that it's there. It's very simple. So you notice that in addition to the words, there's another dimension that is easily overlooked. And that's the dimension of stillness, which we could also call space or spaciousness. So when you notice that there are two, so to speak, two dimensions here, dimension of words, which you hear and which then become thoughts in your head, and the dimension of nothing, spaciousness. You just notice, that's all that's required. And there is that dimension also present, so you notice it in between words and even behind the words, so to speak. Now, when you notice it, what happens inside you? What does it mean to notice the stillness? Be aware of the stillness. It means you have become still inside. It means you're conscious, but at that moment, at this moment, you're not thinking. But you're alert, present, completely here, but not thinking. So that's the realization of the dimension of depths within you. And without that realization, your entire life is a surface phenomenon. You run around on the surface of being, never satisfied for long. Frustrated. Almost always feeling there's something important missing in your life. And of course there is. But you can't find it on the surface of your life. The horizontal dimension. Looking here and there. You have to not become still, but realize that that dimension of stillness is already in you. And another word to describe it is to say it's this alert presence that you can sense right now. And you may find the mind wanting to come in from time to time and say something about it, or even deny it, or say, I don't understand it. Or say, what's the point? I have other problems to worry about. I'll become still when I have solved all the other problems. But why people experience, many people, most people experience their life as a succession of problems and ultimately a frustrating experience is because they haven't discovered that dimension, the most vital thing or no thing to discover within yourself. That stillness is also power. It's the source. Not only of yourself. It is the source of life. And nothing creative can ever come into your life if you're not connected with that. Whenever you feel joy, for a moment perhaps, in your daily life, or a moment of loving interaction with another human being or an animal, or when you suddenly see beauty somewhere, and you go, oh, now without you necessarily being aware of it, there has arisen a moment of stillness in you, if only 3 seconds, or perhaps a bit more. And it's only there that the joy of life arises, or the ability to really connect with another human being. Without it, without the stillness, you have only your conceptual mind thinking, 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 and you relate to the world through the conceptual mind, judging, thinking, judging, interpreting continuously. The inner self-talk, the monologue, which may become a dialogue in your head. "You're no good," says one voice. The other one says, "What? I'm trying, I'm trying." Whatever the voice in your head is doing, and then you try to relate to another human being through that. And before long, concepts come in, judgments come in. So there's always a sense of insufficiency, of lack, of not enough. There's always conflict arising when the dimension of stillness is not at all operating in your life. Or very briefly, it's not enough. Yes, it's good if you can occasionally experience joy and a sense of aliveness and see beauty and a loving feeling towards another human being, not the egoic love, but flowing and goodwill flowing out towards another human being. Yes, it's wonderful, but if it's only brief moments, then yes, at least that keeps you going. But it could be much deeper. It could operate in your life continuously so that you never lose touch with it. But the first step is realizing it's there always. It's already there. It's already here. I wrote in the little book called Stillness Speaks I said, you are never more truly yourself than when you are still. And you might think that's a strange statement. Most people, when they talk about myself, talk about their personal history and their personal problems and their life situation. When they talk about myself, that's what they refer to. They refer to my relationships, my work situation, my financial situation, my home situation, my health. Me and my life. And of course, all that, yes, is that is the case. That. But is that who you really are? Now, when we go deeply into the present moment, which is the same as being still, when you're still, you're very present. You can sense within yourself this essential presence right now, which you cannot define or analyze. It can only be sensed directly. It has no form. Every thought has a form. It's a thought form, an energy formation. It arises and it subsides. So everything has form except the presence, without which you wouldn't even be able to be aware of any form. The light of presence, it is formless. It has nothing to do with time. And there, when you sense that presence, that is the deeper self. That is a deeper sense of identity than anything in your personal history or your life situation, because all that is form. But underlying that and pervading that is something much more vital. That is the presence of consciousness itself. And you can sense the presence with your entire being, with every cell of your body, right now, here and now. Every cell of your body can partake of this sense of all-pervasive presence, in which you need no thinking to tell you who you are, because beyond concepts, beyond thinking, you realize this is who essentially I am. Not some thought in my head that tells me who I am, good or bad. So sense the presence, that vital presence, with your entire being. Feel it in your legs, in your hands, in your entire body, but it's not the body. It's that which animates the body. It's the presence. So here we have another word, another pointer. The presence is the stillness. The stillness is the presence. The term stillness points to that reality in a negative way, in the sense that to most people, stillness means lack of, absence of noise. In this case, of course, it's the noise of thinking. So yes, it's the absence of the noise of thinking, but it's also a very powerful presence. The Buddha called it emptiness. But it would be equally true to call it fullness. The fullness of life, the unconditioned life prior to form, prior to the arising of form. Another term the Buddha used to point to it, he called it the unmanifested, the uncreated, the unborn. And he said you can be aware of that within yourself. It is already here. It requires a redirecting, one could say, of your attention. In the unawakened state of consciousness, which is the normal state of consciousness or unconsciousness, your attention is continuously, or your consciousness is continuously absorbed by form, thoughts and sense perceptions and emotions. And you go into the seductive power of every thought, of every emotion, of every sense perception. And then suddenly you become aware of the silent space between two thoughts. Or you become aware of a sense perception without the interference of thinking. Then you have the sense perception, like right now, you may be looking at the screen and hearing the words, so you have visual and auditory perception. But if this is working for you right now, there's little or no thinking. And you haven't disappeared. There is a presence. And if it's working for you right now, there is, you are aware in the background of your sense perceptions, so to speak, you are aware of a powerful sense of presence. Now that is self-realization. That is spiritual awakening. That is enormously liberating because it liberates you from the prison of your conditioned mind, from being controlled, possessed by your conditioned mind and whatever energies the conditioned mind attracts to itself. Without this, without this dimension operating in your life, you are, to a greater or lesser degree, insane. And this is why a large part of human history, when you look at it objectively, is a history of collective mental illness. And once you discover this deeper dimension, and you sense and realize its intense aliveness, but at the same time, peace. So not the peace of drowsiness or unconsciousness, but a vibrantly alive sense of peace. Then once you realize that that dimension is there in you, and how it frees you from the conditioning, which maybe not all at once, which may continue to operate in your life here and there, but you're able to step out and out of it and beyond, go beyond it. And a deeper intelligence can then operate in your life. And that is the unconditioned intelligence, which can then operate through your conceptual mind also. It can use, can move it through it, but you're not identified then anymore with the conceptual mind because you're not looking for yourself in it. You don't need to identify with the thoughts. You can use thoughts. You are no longer used by thought. In other words, you know who you are. When you're used by thought, you don't know who you are. You mistake every thought for who you are. It takes you over. The presence beyond thought, it's there. Why don't they teach that at school? It's here at this very moment. That's the real meaning of the power of now. The power of now is the power of presence. And the presence is primordial intelligence. In theistic language, which I don't use very much, it would be called God. Not the childish God of the angry or jealous man controlling entity somewhere. But in a deeper sense, the source of all life. And that can then, it wants to, for some reason, express itself fully more and more in this dimension through you. You become a channel for it. And you bring something new into this world. And above all, you bring peace, you bring creativity, joy, aliveness, whatever form that may take. Then you can become whatever it is without loss of being, rooted in being, and then you do whatever life wants you to do. Always realizing being is primary. The present moment is primary. Presence is primary. Everything else flows out of that, or any doing or thinking is secondary. So this is being fully yourself. And being fully yourself also is relinquishing, ultimately, ideas about yourself. The need to tell yourself who you are, good or bad. For many people, it's more bad than good. And this presence that you sense now, that you are now, can operate in your daily life when you do things and deal with things. Just remember it's there. Not once you remember it's there, you can sense it's there. So you are both the presence, the unconditioned, and you are also a person with its his or her history and life situation. But allow the presence to shine through the person, and then be the presence more than the person. That's the most liberating thing that you can walk through life, being essentially a conscious presence. And secondary, yes, you're also a a person.